Podcast Geschichten aus der Ukraine.
Hallo zusammen. Mein Name ist Mario und zusammen mit Julian werde ich euch heute durch diesen Podcast führen. Wir sind beide Schüler der Kantonsschule Reusbühl und hatten die Möglichkeit, mit Roland ein Gespräch zu seiner Flucht aus der Ukraine und seinem momentanen Leben zu führen.
Добрий день, мене звати Роланд, мені 17 років, я приїхав до Швейцарії з України і зараз наразі перебуваю в школі і в мене беруть інтерв'ю.
Das war Roland. Hat sich gerade in seiner Muttersprache ukrainisch vorgestellt. Nun werden wir fortfahren in Englisch und Deutsch.
Ich bin 17 Jahre alt, ich komme aus der Ukraine. Ich habe in Kiew gewohnt und ich habe eine kleine Schwester. Hier sie ist meine Mutter und mein Vater ist Soldier.
Und in der Ukraine warst du da in der Schule?
Ja. Ich habe Schule finnisch.
Abgeschlossen.
Ja.
Okay. Und was wolltest du dann später mal machen?
Ich denke IT, Web, Webspiele oder vielleicht NFT oder Binance, ich mache gern.
But you want to go back to the Ukraine?
Of course, but I want to study here and I want to back in Ukraine. Oh, because okay. I think the study in Swiss is more better than Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
Und ich möchte Deutsch lernen. Für mich, das ist super.
Do you play any sports or something?
Yeah, I like football and ich spiele Fußball gern. Basketball, alle, ich denke alle Sport.
Am 24.02.2022 kam eine Nachricht, die die ganze Welt schockiert hat. Auf Befehl von Wladimir Putin haben russische Truppen im Osten der Ukraine einen Krieg gestartet, der bis heute andauert. Dank seinem Vater konnte Roland rechtzeitig fliehen. Von dieser Flucht erzählt er uns nun.
Ich war in Kiew. Und dann ich fahre nach Chernivtsi, das ist eine kleine City in Ukraine. Und dann I fly with my family to Milan and then to Swiss.
With the train?
No, by car.
At the 24th February when the war started, well, what was it like? What did you feel in this moment? What was it for you?
I didn't realize that it's really war, but my dad phone me and say yeah, it's war because he is soldier and it's important to speak with my dad because
yeah, sure.
I think you realize and it's difficult to go here somewhere because all taxis, all trains, all tickets sold and yeah. Ich habe 20 Kilometer spazieren. Ich habe in Kiew allein gewohnt, aber meine Mutter und meine Schwester haben in Bucha gewohnt.
Bucha ist eine kleine Stadt in der Nähe von Kiew. Die russische Armee soll in Bucha Kriegsverbrechen begangen haben. Massengräber, erschossene Zivilisten und Folterspuren wurden gefunden.
All war in February and March, May. It's the biggest problems. Many people are taught.
Yeah, where the point before Kiev, where Russia yes. tried to attack.
I don't see that, but my father telephoned here and says it here and send me photos. It's something. I think Russians is a little bit stupid. No, not stupid. It's worse than animals.
So you live there. So after you knew that, you walked from Kiev to your family?
Yes. Ich habe 20 Kilometer nach Bucha spazieren. Und dann, ich habe meiner Mutter gesagt, okay, wir müssen nach Chernivtsi fahren. Aber meine Mutter hat, nein, alles okay. Ja, nein. Mein Vater hat meine Mutter durchführt und gesagt, dass wir müssen nach Chernivtsi fahren. So.
Dann habt ihr viel gepackt, oder?
Not all, but something we have here.
After that, you drove with the car to the airport?
No. Airport was bombed at the first day. All airports was bombed, and they were closed.
Mm-hmm. All.
And it's 500 kilometers from Bucha to Chernivtsi, and we maybe 22 or 23 hours foreign.
With the car?
Yes. 23 hours, but it's 50 kilometers, it's 6 hours in good day.
And then from there you took a plane to Milan.
Yes, we go to Romania and then we fly to Milan and then we are here.
Then from Romania you rented in Milan you rented a car?
No, we have a friend in Milan und sie hat gefahrt Familie zu uns nach Chiasso.
Ah, Chiasso.
Yeah.
And then from there
we go by train.
Seit wann bist du hier? Ein Monat, hast du gesagt?
Ja, vor einem Monat oder eineinhalb.
Okay.
Weißt du, ob dein Haus in Bucha noch steht?
Ja.
Oh, das.
Aber mein Dach, nein. Und Fenster, alles Fenster, nein. Und viele Kleidung, Laptop, Fernseher, auch nicht.
Alles ab.
Im ersten Abschnitt des Gesprächs haben wir mit Roland über seine Gefühle und Gedanken bezogen auf den Krieg gesprochen.
I would like to ask you a bit about your feelings before the war, if that's okay.
Okay, yes. Feelings before the war. I don't know that war will start, but all people said that, yeah, we know that war will be, but I know.
What do you think? Why did Russia attack Ukraine? What do you think is the reason?
Yes, it's terrorism, but what Russians say, it's not a war, it's a special operation, but it's a war. And when five days ago, Vladimir Putin said that we must go to war. Oh no, it's war, stop war. But from 24 February, they don't say that, or stop war. So I think, yeah, in Russia there are a lot of good people, but it's maybe 5 million, 10 million, but not Russia have 145 million population, but and okay. Vielleicht 15 people are good, other is don't realize it what has happened. So
you think it would be important to tell all the Russian people what's happening?
But we send photos in Instagram, in Facebook, and they say that no, it's not, it's a fake. Stupid man, really. What the fuck? What do you say? And they say all Russians must kill Ukrainians because they are like a Hitler. We say what?
Do you know people in Russia? Do you go like
relatives? Yeah, we have. We had. Not family, but friends. Yeah. And they say that all good, Russia is good and it's fake. Okay, we don't have family now. So, yes. To war we have family, no, we don't have.
What do you think about those people that want to kill you?
Ukrainians are, and Ukrainian army are stronger than Russia, and we will do it, as our soldiers do it, in front, in east of Ukraine. Kharkiv was occupied, but now Kharkiv is for Ukrainians. And our soldiers are very good, and we have because all countries in Europe and America and Canada give to us NATO's guns, machines. We have more better weapons to kill Russians that go to our country, because I think that they really didn't realize that what has happened now, and we don't know how to say it, that it's really, it's do it, Russia do it, it's Russia's president do it, and you must kill, not okay, not kill, but say for your president that you will stop this, because if 45 million go out to meetings, I think that he will stop it, but they don't want to do it, so.
Is Zelensky, in your opinion, the right man for the job in the moment?
A lot of Ukrainians say that Zelensky is good. Okay, for how to say this? For me, Zelensky is not the best president for Ukraine, and I think that all the Ukrainians didn't realize that he does, because soldiers that are fight for our country say that Zelensky is not a good that was does Alex Zark, but for me Zelensky is good, aber nicht super super. Ich finde other I don't know who, but someone will be better than Zelensky. It's for me, okay, I don't know it.
Seit rund einem Monat ist Roland nun schon in der Schweiz. Im letzten Teil sprechen wir mit ihm über seine aktuelle Situation.
Außer deinem Vater hast du noch viele Verwandte, viele Leute deiner Familie, die in der Ukraine sind?
Nein, ich habe nur Vater in der Ukraine, die Familie und meine Oma. Das ist alles.
Und dir geht es einigermaßen gut?
Ein bisschen. Weil ich meine Opa tot, das ist tot ist.
Ja.
Und okay. Mein Vater ist ein Mann in meiner Familie und ich, und das ist alles. Und ich finde, das ist nicht tot.
Nein. Hast du immer noch so, weißt du, ob deine Freunde fliehen konnten?
Nein.
Nicht? Die sind immer noch in Kiew.
They have possibility to go somewhere. So, but I would like to speak, to see them here in Swiss or in other country. But I have one friend in the Netherlands, and okay. I think that we'll meet in winter.
So you're looking forward to
this? Yes. Because it's important to speak with friends.
Und wie ist das mit dem Kontakt zu deiner Familie oder Freunden in der Ukraine? Hast du das noch?
Ja, mit meinem Vater.
Ah.
Und meinen Freunden. Ja.
Okay. Und dann einfach telefonieren?
Ja, ja. Und Chat.
Ah.
Also sind noch viele deiner Freunde in der Ukraine?
Ja.
Do you know how like a normal day, it's not normal, but a day in someone's life in the Ukraine right now looks like in Kiev?
In Kiev, no more. And I chat with my friend and they said, all good. We have products, we have internet, we have study, we have all possibilities that we can do. So in Kiev and in West Ukraine is normal life because people not because in West Ukraine it's no war, not bombed city, and they don't know what is a war, what does mean to feel, because but more much people, many people go from Lviv and West Ukraine here to Swiss and other country and say, oh, we in our country war, but you don't see the war, so it's neither.
Do you think the people in Switzerland do enough for the Ukraine, or do you think there's anything we could do to help you or your people?
All I think that all countries now doing something more than they can do for Ukrainians, and it's super because in Swiss not war, and in other countries not war, but if you go to Ukraine and see what happened, it's enormous, it's impossible, because you don't realize that there is a war, and it's crazy.
Danke fürs Gespräch.
Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal beim Podcast Geschichten aus der Ukraine.